Hello everyone, my name is Brielle Gines, and today I'm going to be answering the prompt for the Global Citizenship stipend. I had the wonderful and esteemed privilege of attending the Lessons in Leadership with my group leader, Lauren Sina Oromalu, as well as cohorts from my school, Texas Women's University. And today I'm going to be answering the question of how did your travel experience help you deepen your appreciation of the global dimensions of your program, uncover a truth about the world, develop a new idea, or provide you with the knowledge, skills, and attitudes that will enable you to contribute to making the world a better place. Focusing on uncover a truth about the world, one thing that I've learned is that humans, everyday humans like you and me, we come with different stories and experiences and testimonies as to what our life has contributed to thus far in our times of living. And during our leadership sessions, we had the wonderful and esteemed privilege of being led by Laura, who was a professor at the Holt Ashridge School of Business. And I remember when she was talking to us about her experiences, she had stated that she had written an article about Greece and a tumultuous time that the city was facing, or the country was facing. And long story short, she is no longer able to travel to that country anymore. Like, she has been banned from that country. And I was thinking, now here in hindsight, and during that time, how powerful can words be for you to not be able to travel to a certain country anymore? And I just thought about how amazing and astonishing that is, and that our words hold truth and power to what we testify to and account for every single day, good or bad. In her case, in Laura's case, she was just simply reporting about an incident that had happened in Greece as she was a reporter, and she is no longer able to travel to that country. And for me, that attitude and that skill has broadened my scope of how I choose to write and be a human within the world today. It's so crazy how that can occur. I had never heard of somebody not being able to come into a country again, but at the same time, it just made me think about the power and the virtue and the grit that humans have, and that they are able to impart an impact within their world for me, for my cohorts, for themselves, for Laura's instance. That was just amazing, and I was so astonished, and it made me think about the impact that I want to leave within this world and within my being, and how to make this world a better place. I am an entrepreneur, and I have a magazine called Gauzy Magazine, and my brand, my team's brand, we want to help youth well-dress themselves with traits on the inside so a cheerful appearance radiates on the outside. And so keeping Laura's story in mind, it makes me think about things that can be open secrets within society, that things people that don't want to address within the 21st century, and how damaging it can be to understand the implication of a problem, but not take the time to commit to changing or unlearning certain prejudices or biases that have been allowed to persist and stay in place within the world today. And so it makes me think about how within what I write within my magazine, how that can shift the paradigm of things that people have been conditioned to learning for so long, and how I can ultimately use my words, use my pen, use my keyboard to type a message that can uncover a lot of truths, no matter how damaging they are, but can still be so freeing and so powerful at the exact same time. And so with the knowledge of Laura being literally not able to go to Greece anymore has made me think about those skills and that attitude and that grit that she had that magnified her reporting journey, and for me as a writer to just do the exact same thing. I think because I am 20 years old, I have learned things throughout my life and time of being on this earth with my personal family about open secrets and things that we've grown so accustomed to but never really taken the time to change. And I was faced with that exact same situation this summer when I had to have an uncomfortable conversation with my dad, and I literally felt the emotional bandwidth just snap from within that place. But I knew that with my courage and my grit that I could change things within my family's dynamic to not allow a generational experience to perpetuate to further generations, or if I decided to have kids. And so answering another question from the prompt, developing a new idea, the new idea that I gained from this experience in traveling abroad was just to keep learning from people, keep picking people's brains. If there's somebody who is of curiosity to you, or they are lecturing you, and they're talking to you or something stands out to you, talk to them, understand them, learn from them. That is how we as humans keep going and growing every single day, is because we're learning, we're feeding into that part of ourselves that need new ideas, that stems and piques our curiosity. I think that's one of the best things that a human can do with their time on earth, is literally just learning. Keep learning. Keep wanting to develop new ideas, because new ideas come from learning. We learn every single day as humans, but make it intentional learning. What are you wanting to keep with you as you are learning from this person that is lecturing or speaking to you? What is an idea that you are wanting to impart with and walk away with that you can apply to your own life? That is how we uncover truths about this world. That is how we develop our knowledge, our skills, and our attitudes to contribute to making a world a better place, or at least speaking for myself, that is how I want to make the world a better place. It's just by learning and unlearning things that I've been conditioned to believe or perceive about things, ridding myself of those preconceived notions, and just making someone my future self would be proud of to acknowledge. I've learned a lot that sometimes we can look at our past selves through a judgmental view due to mistakes that we've made during that time, but we have to rid ourselves of those ideas and those biases and those prejudices, especially against our younger selves, because they're not here with us anymore. We're our present self now, right? So that is how this trip has broadened my view as a student, because it has made me open my eyes and expand my horizons and really intentionally open my ears to gaining what I want to learn to contribute to making this world a better place. Thank you.